At the Boehringer Ingelheim North Carolina Swine Health Seminar, I'm speaking with Laura Batista. And first of all, Laura, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay. I'm a veterinarian. I'm actually a Mexican veterinarian, and I'm part of the Area Solution team from Boehringer Ingelheim. And what our team does is we are supporting the swine industry in all the United States on their initiatives for area regional control and future elimination of PRRS virus.
Well, first of all, explain to us how important PRRS is as a disease to the industry.
I think that PRRS virus is the most important disease right now due to its economical impact. We have different numbers, but one we like to throw up is that one of $1.5 million per day costing to the swine industry. So that's why we think that area regional control is really important, and the momentum is there, and I think we should all jump into this initiative.
Well, tell me just quickly, what is, and when you say area regional control, what does that mean?
Okay. Well, what is happening is when you ask what's area, what's regional, what we've seen is the projects are very different. Each one is different. And some are really area, which means counties, but others are the whole state. I don't think any of us have sat down and decided if we should go smaller or bigger, but that's the way. But the main concept in area means that instead of working individually, which I think we all know how to do and how to control and eliminate PRRS virus, but the bad point is that a lot of those farms get contaminated either by, you know, lateral transmission, introduction of viremic animals, whatever. So what we are proposing, and I think the swine industry is also proposing because we are supporters of this idea, is that we work together with, you can say, your neighbors or in your cluster. So there are actions that you would not normally not take if you were going thinking individually, but that you will have to take as a group to control it in your area. And there might be some areas that will stop in control because of the density, but some other areas, I think they're very ready to go to elimination.
So this is being done or tried or tested both in the United States and in Mexico right now?
Yes. Before coming to BI, I was in Montreal, and we were doing it in Quebec also in the part that's called the Beauce. And also in Mexico, I was involved in the Sonora, which is the northwestern state border with Arizona. So, yeah, I've had experience, and I'm also helping a group in France that they are, yes. So, yeah, it's an initiative around the world, and I think basically it's the economical impact of this disease.
How well, or how would you describe the cooperation from the producers in a particular regional project, for example? Do they seem to buy into it? And how well have they found that to work for?
Well, I think it has been more a veterinary initiative, but I think that, of course, the producers have to buy in. It's their farms and it's, you know, their investment. But I think we have to sell this product to them. They have to understand the benefits. We're not trying to go on expectations too high because, you know, this virus, we have setbacks. So they are buying in. Actually, in some of the projects, the producers are funding part of this initiative. So yes, they are buying it, but I think we really need to explain them exactly what we want, what the phases are, the days where we want to achieve things. But we are having a lot of support of the producers.
So with our group here, basically you're going to kind of describe how this works and just encourage them to look at participating or maybe even considering a project in their area.
Yeah, that's right. What I will do is describe what we as BI are proposing as the phases to go to get organized and then to implement different steps. And, yeah, I'll give an update of the different projects in the United States, and I'll just open to questions. So they ask me, you know, what are the setbacks, what have the problems, what are the advances, how are they advancing, funding, et cetera.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Laura Batista. She is one of our presenters here at the North Carolina Swine Health Seminar being put on by Boehringer Ingelheim. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.